Good morning. When he began to talk last night, Josh Frydenberg addressed his audience as if we were still in crisis. And indeed, many parts of the world are still in crisis. As he says, war rages in Europe, which is a great line to begin a political speech. But he noted that Australia remains strong. But the fact is, Australia has recovered from and is exiting from the COVID crisis, perhaps in much better shape than many other economies. And indeed, there are comparisons, country to country, comparisons within the budget papers that that show that's true. You know, both not only have we had fewer people die from COVID than pretty much every other developed economy, but our economy has taken less of a hit, and we've emerged with our economy larger, much larger relative to other from where we started. Whereas other countries are still attempting to catch up. And why that's important is that in Australia there's been an enormous amount of jobs growth. And it's been an enormous amount of jobs growth in a circumstance where there has been very little immigration. And as a result of that, we've had very sharp falls in unemployment. And unemployment is now 4%. The budget papers suggest that they'll go to 3.75% and stay there. I've suggested, and I strongly believe, that unemployment in Australia would go a lot lower than that. The Federal Reserve, in the same circumstance of the same international economy, is anticipating unemployment to go to 3.5% during that period and stay there. In the US, we should at least be able to achieve that. I note that in the US, unemployment is now the lowest since the 1960s. And in the 1960s, Australian unemployment was significantly lower than that in the US. So if we've done it before and got to much lower levels of unemployment than the US, I think we can do it again because this economy is in an earlier stage of growth than the US economy is. And dynamically, there's much more capacity to expand this economy than is the case with the US economy. Moving to that debate, to the debate about real wages, which seems to be the important political debate, what I've tried to refer to in opening the discussion is referred to a lot of research which has been done by the Reserve Bank of Australia, particularly since 2017. And what that shows is that when you get unemployment down to these levels, firstly, inflation starts to go up, but wages go up a lot faster than inflation. And that means that you have increases in real wages, living standards improve. The lower unemployment is, the more living standards will improve. So in figure two, which is actually drawn from chart 2.19 of the budget papers, you see the unemployment rate, which is included in the budget estimates. And unemployment in this budget in 22-23 is much lower, it's at least a percent lower than unemployment was anticipated before. And that therefore gives you this sustained period of recovery of inflation, but recovery of wages faster and strong wages growth. The way the budget has moved is pretty interesting. And I talk about the budget deficit has moved is pretty interesting. I talk about the outlays on page four of my commentary. And what's really fascinating to me, looking at it this morning, is what's happened with Social Security spending and health spending. Social Security spending fell by $5.7 billion between the previous budget and this budget, and that means that expenditure will have fallen by 5.1% by the time we get to the next financial year. And healthcare spending has fallen by 5.7 billion dollars, and that is a decline of 5% over the next year. So this decline in these two, what are the normally the two biggest items of budget spending, allows for spending in other areas. In particular, we have increased spending in transport and communications. We have increased spending in defence, which is now 6% of Australian outlays. And so what's really has is there's been a shift in different components of the budget to allow the increased spending, where, and the result of that is that the total level of the budget impact really is pretty much the same. So last year, in 21-22, the deficit fell from 6.5% of GDP the previous year to 3.5% of GDP in 21-22. And it stays at a pretty much exactly that same level because we're shifting spending from one part to another. And then after maintaining a level of 3.4% of GDP deficit, which is, like the US budget deficit last year was over 10% of GDP. Like it's the deficit sizes in Australia are tiny in comparison to what we're seeing in the US. And from the 3.4% of GDP in 22-23, the deficit then declines to 2.4% the year after that, 1.9% the year after that, and 1.6% the year after that. So the deficit is still in control, and the result of our deficit being in control is net debt to GDP in Australia peaks in not the this budget year, but in 24-25 when it peaks at 33.1% of GDP. Now you might think a net debt to GDP of 33.1% of GDP is a lot, but in the US net debt to GDP is over 100% of GDP. So our debt is a third of the US level. All of this suggests a pretty well run economy, and with low unemployment, rising real wages, we have an extended period of prosperity in the Australian economy ahead of us. You know, one of the better periods that any of us will ever have lived through. And that's provides many great opportunities in the Australian economy. And as I say at my last line, I hope we don't squander those opportunities.